Hello and welcome to the special Valentine's Day episode of the Half Quarter Past Late Night Nut Podcast. I'm Cupid, and I'm here to introduce this very special episode. So, let's get started. We open to the recording studio, whereupon an unsuspecting Bryant walks through the door.
It's the half quarter past Everybody, it's me, Bryant Heatherly, for the Half Quarter Past Late Night Night Podcast with Bryant Heatherly. It's Valentine's Day, so we've got a couple of special guests for you. We have a priest coming up in the later half of the episode, and then our first guest is going to be someone that checks emails. Doesn't seem very in the spirit for the show, but what do you know? It is the Valentine's Day special, so we're gonna get started. I don't really have any plans to make this anything different than a normal episode, so we'll just wing it and see how it goes. So let's get started.
You fool! How dare you have no plans on this sacred of days?
Who are you? How did you get in? What are you?
It is I, Bacchus, the god of debauchery, and wine, and theater, and goats, and madness. And you, Bryant, have disobeyed me.
But how?
Silence! Since you have disobeyed me, you, as a loyal maenad, must now be host to me for the duration of this podcast so that I can ensure that the proper precautions are in place to make this an episode worthy of me and the rest of the gods.
Okay, I submit.
Ah, that's better. Well, where were we? Oh, yes. Reading the lines. So there was quite a stir up in Mount Olympus this week. What with Artemis coming out with the news that the hunt's gonna be late. You can see how well that turned out. Applause. Alright, so let's see, what else do we have? The Super Bowl was just this Sunday, and if you had money on it, I'm sorry? Because that one team that won so out of nowhere that the other team just didn't know what to do. So congratulations, winning team, and scold on you, losing team. Folks, do you know what you've been feeding your cats, or your dogs, or even your parakeets? A new study done by the Hills Mills Science Veterinary Institute shows that cat and dog food and dry food in general is mostly corn. So unless you want to get all that meaty goodness in your cat, dog, or otherwise diet, you're not going to have a very good time. In fact, it's going to be downright corny. In the market for a guitar? Well, a recent eBay bid for a guitar originally bitten by Ozzy Osbourne has gone on sale for $58,000. If you've got the dough, might as well learn how to play guitar before biting the heads off of bats. Let's go to a caller.
We don't do that on this podcast.
I'm aware. I'm in control of the show today.
Okay.
I said, let's do a caller.
We'll throw up a caller. Here's a caller.
Right. You're on with Bryant Heatherly and Bacchus. Tell us your feelings.
Yeah, so me and this girl have been going out for like 12 years now, and she wants me to give her a ring. I don't want to give her a ring. I can't afford no ring. Bacchus, what do I do?
Well, caller, sounds like you've got quite the dilemma. What I suggest is sitting down, talking, having a conversation. Maybe get your feelings out with your words and expressions. And maybe show your partner how you're feeling. Whether it be with your words, your emotions, or your actions, you should show them how you're feeling and communicate with that with them. As well as make sure you're being communicative in what you do regarding your partner. And in that way, you can communicate better, and maybe you'll be able to listen to each other and communicate more. Thank you, caller. Next caller. I'm sad to hear that, listener. Well, first things first, what is love? Is it an expression? Is it what we do, what we think, what we feel? It's a complex emotion. It's definitely not a secondhand emotion. So when you're talking about love, what you really want to think is, how does this make me feel? How does this make others feel? Things like that, of that nature. And when you get past all of that, you'll see that love is what you make it. Love is it's patient, it's kind. It's a warm, fuzzy feeling in your tummy and your loins. And what you, dear listener, need to realize is, I appreciate you, but you need to be aware of what's publicly and socially acceptable. So, your stuffed animal, if it has a name, a bailiff, a birthday, things of that nature, you should really take in consideration yourself. So I hope that helps you out, caller. We've got time for one more. Let's go to the final caller.
Hello, yes, I'm calling from the year 1982, and it appears our baseball game has not had enough players. So I'm just wondering, can you send us some baseball players again for the 1982 Baseball World Series? Love the show.
Wow, 1982. That's a year I haven't heard in a long time. So, you need baseball players, huh? So, I suggest you reach out to the community. See who wants to play, regardless of their age, gender, skin color, orientation, height, weight, whether they have limbs or not, just reach out to the neighborhood and you'll be surprised at who you get, and you'll get a team that you'll eventually like. So just play a little bit of Moneyball with it and reach out to your community. Reach out to your friends, your neighbors, the schools, the parks, the jails, whatever tickles your fancy. And whatever tickles your fancy tickles my fancy. And I hope that helped, caller. And all of callers, thank you for calling in to this calling portion of the show. I hate to have to do this, but we do need to put a little money on the table for food for the engineers' kids and the interns and whatnot. So we're going to go to a commercial. And we'll be back with the Half Quarter Past Late Night Night Podcast with Bryant Heatherly, possessed by Bacchus. See you soon.
If you're one of millions of Americans like me,
like me, like me, like me, like me, like me,
or like me, you may be suffering from depression. However, this is not a commercial for depression.
This is a commercial for boner pills!
That's right, boner pills. They'll make you happy right away, so just take them all the time, every day. 4 hours, 8 hours, tell your doctor and he'll give you an award. So you take them pills and line our pockets. You'll never be happier until you do. So if you're one of millions of Americans, you know what to do. Call now.
Welcome back to the Half Quarter Past Late Night Night Podcast with Bryant Heatherly. So we've got with us a guest that answers emails. An interesting profession, I guess. So I would like for everyone to clap their hands and everyone welcome Prong Lad. Prong Lad?
Chucka chucka email tonight. Chucka chucka email. And email stars. Dear Prong Lad, I noticed that you have a stupid face because you only type with mittens on your hands. And you want to go on a podcast. Signed, Stupid in the Internewebs, Brian. Well, Brian, I will agree to come onto your show, but I will make fun of you the whole time. Signed, Prong Lad. I'm here. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Prong Lad. Welcome to my show.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I'm possessed by the spirit of Bacchus. Tell us what you do for a living.
I check the emails. That's what I do. People send me the emails, and I check them for you.
Right. Anything else about yourself? Do you have any siblings, hobbies, stuff like that?
I've got two brothers, Brian. I've got Wrong Lad, who is, you know, he's always wrong all the time, so we always make fun of him. So that is Wrong Lad, and he's always wrong. And then my baby brother, Prong Lad, Bong Lad. Bong Lad is so stupid. Oh, and his name gives him away. It's no fun. It's too easy to work with him. And you know, my little buddy, the looker, he's always looking off of people and their tests, stuff like that.
Well, do you have any enemies?
I'm always having to put up with this stupid guy in my hometown, the first base hitter. He's so stupid, and he always like tries to get in my way, and my Prong Ladia, my backyard is my own country, and he's always trying to wreck it, you know. So yeah, and then I answer my emails and go on adventures, and that's pretty much it. Ooh, is there a choo-choo in here? I love trains.
Would you care to stick around for our game after our next person?
I can stay for maybe like 2 questions and then I'm out of here.
Fantastic. Sit right there all quiet-like and everyone welcome Padre Cucaracha. Now, Padre, what brings you here today? Are you advertising something or
What's going on?
It's the state of the world. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my sight. And I wish somebody would tell me I'm fine.
What do you mean?
I'm losing my sight and I'm losing my mind. And I wish somebody would tell me I'm fine.
Okay, well, what's a typical day for a priest like yourself look like then?
It is a hard life being a padre and all that stuff. And you know, I'm looking after the religion.
Well, what are your favorite kinds of things to do? I mean, you can't just priest all day. What do you mean by that?
Don't get me started. It's quite the thing being a priest. But I always have to tell God in the night because I just throw my hands up and I'm like, I cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation and no breathing. I don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. And God, he makes it all right in my spirit, in my life.
Your prayers seem to have a very interesting vocal chant. May I join?
Oh, Bryant, we would love to welcome you into the fold, but you are blasphemy just for being here like this.
Well, tell us one interesting thing about yourself.
Oh, I'm so sad for the world. I cry every night. I say, I tear my heart open. I sew myself a shirt. And my weakness is that I care too much. And my scars remind me that the past is real. And I tear my heart open just to feel. Just to feel, Brian. That is what we do. As priests in the field.
You seem to have a terrible outlook on life. What can we do to help?
I have such a poor look on the world. In fact, I last time we got robbed. Yes, the church got robbed. And I had to tell him, there's no money, there's no possessions. Only obsession. I don't need that shit. Take my money, take my obsession. And I just want to be heard loud and clear on my words coming from within, man. Tell them what you heard. It is about a revolution in your heart and in your mind. You can find a conclusion. Lifestyle and obsession. Diamond rings kid you nothing about a life, a long lesson. And your pocketbook is stressing. So, Brian, I leave you with this of my sermon. You got to live how you want to live. And don't stop believing.
That's not a Papa Roach song.
I don't know what you mean.
Let's play a game.
Let's play.
It's time for yes, no, maybe, maybe not, for the special Valentine's edition. All right, first question. What's your sweetie's name?
All the ladies love Prong Lad. Everyone, so yes, I don't have one sweetie. The whole world is my sweetie.
I'm a priest. I cannot have a girlfriend, so my answer is a no.
You narrowly made it through, everyone. Okay, next question. I'm buying a box of chocolates and flowers. What stuffed animal goes with this?
No, you don't want to do stuffed animals. I can give you a pipe bomb, maybe?
I say you get a dove or a holy sacrament teddy bear, or something like that, a plush pope. So my answer is a maybe, is a very much a maybe.
There's no fooling you two. All right, we're down to the final. and therefore most important question. How do you type with oven mitts on your hands?
That's it! This interview is over! I guess I win.
Oh, so sorry. If one person loses, you both lose. And that's how we play. Yes, no, maybe, maybe not. On the Half Quarter Past Late Night Night podcast with Brian Heatherly. We've had a wonderful show. I want to thank our guests again, Prong Lad and Padre Cucaracha. All right.
There, now you see, that is how one podcasts. Brent, it has been a pleasure working with you today.
Thanks, Bacchus.
Now, off I go!
I am totally drained. I don't know entirely what happened, but I think next week's guest should be a therapist. Please.
Ah, true love. Well, it's been great regaling the story to you. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day. I love you.
Promotional consideration for the Half Quarter Past Late Night Night podcast. It does not exist, and if you try to look for it, it will not exist ever. So if you try to get promotional consideration, please consider our promotional considerations. And that has been the Half Quarter Past Late Night Night podcast. Tune in next week for a therapist, for a mental therapist, because Bryant needs some therapy.